are Vineyard.
Somos Viña.
We are Vineyard.
Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. To prepare for the third week of Advent starting this Sunday, the leader of our Hispanic association, Ruben Quintero, will be sharing a devotion he has prepared on the theme of joy, followed by the song, Es Bendita Noche, Cantemos, from Adoración Viña and Heaven and Earth, Vineyard Columbus's worship and songwriting community. Let's listen in.
Hello, my name is Ruben Quintero from the Hispanic Association, and this is the 2024 Advent Series, and this is the theme of joy. I have titled it, Jesus Starts with Joy, not with J, but with joy. I have three teenage sons, and they love the Christmas season. One of them, who is very musical, has Christmas songs in his playlist all over the year. We can hear Toby Mac's Can't Wait for Christmas in March, or June, and definitely in November. Another of my children was born in December, and he's always expecting twice the presents in the season. My wife loves to decorate, and she can't have a Christmas without the home decorated accordingly. So we have to decorate our home for Christmas. Thank God, because Christmas is a season full of joy in my family. Every year, we make sure that we celebrate Jesus the way he deserves, because he has given us the best reasons to celebrate. So we rejoice and worship him. Jesus starts with joy. And let me tell you why. Because when he was born in Bethlehem, joy filled the earth. Let me read you a passage that speaks about it. This passage is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 9-11. And I will read from the New Living Translation. It says, after this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy, entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. I love this passage. I really loved it. So let us walk through this passage. First of all, I want to say that this joy is joy to the nations. I am always intrigued by the fact that these wise men from the eastern lands were invited to celebrate the birth of the King of Israel. How amazing. That was an international invitation. Isn't that cool? God made sure that these people from very far away were invited to testify about the birth of Jesus. I love it. And they took the long journey to meet him. I think this could be one of the first signs in the life of Jesus, even at his birth, of how he would impact nations, and not only the people of Israel. I grew up in Mexico, and there's a great tradition that we get to celebrate during the Christmas season. And it's about these wise men. It is called Los Reyes Magos. Los Reyes Magos, or the Three Kings, are three wise men who traveled to Bethlehem to give gifts to Jesus after his birth. This tradition, taught by the Catholic Church in most of the Latin American countries, speaks about the names, even the names of these three kings. They were named Melchior, Gaspar, and Balthasar. They brought this gift, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And this celebration, which is on what is called the Three Kings Day, is celebrated on January the 6th. And basically, it's a day of gift-giving, family, and food. So one of the things that is part of this celebration is eating a rosca de reyes, which is a sweet bread or king's cake that contains a baby Jesus figurine. It's your prize if you get it, because it's hidden in the bread. The person who finds a figurine must throw a party on February the 2nd. So basically, Mexicans get to celebrate the Christmas season up to February. This holiday was originated in Spain in the 1800s and spread to Latin America. And one of the things that my parents used to do with me is I had to leave one of my pair of shoes near the Christmas tree. so the three Reyes Magos could leave me a gift of candies and maybe some money. You know what? I love how these kinds of traditions remind us of the joy that we receive through Jesus in different cultures, like our Hispanic culture in Latin America. There are different ways that happened to me as I was growing up, and there are different ways here in America, in the American culture. In the New Testament, we can read about the joy that the believers experienced when they knew that the invitation for salvation was for all the nations. Acts chapter 15, verse 3 says, "The church sent delegates to Jerusalem, and they stopped along the way in Phoenicia and Samaria to visit the believers. They told them, much to everyone's joy, that the Gentiles too were being converted." Isn't that amazing? I am deeply amazed by the invitation to meet him. Now, this invitation is not only international. I would love to speak also about the joy of finding Jesus. These wise men found Jesus. As they followed the star, they found Jesus in Bethlehem. In our culture, there are seasons when families come together. Graduations, Thanksgiving, Christmas, also funerals. But let me tell you a little bit more about when I was a child. When I was a child, I loved to spend Christmas in Irapuato. Irapuato is a small city in central Mexico where my grandparents used to live. So I loved to spend Christmas there with my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, and my cousins. And on Christmas Eve, we got all together, and the first thing we always did right before midnight was to sing worship hymns to baby Jesus as we lulled him to sleep. It was a tradition that's part of the Catholic Church back then, and I think they still do it. But for me, it was the framework that I needed to understand that Jesus was born before I even realized what it meant. Then, a few years later, when I surrendered my life to Jesus as a young boy, I understood. I understood what it meant, and there was a great joy. When we encounter Jesus, that makes a real difference in our lives. I encountered Jesus when I was a child, but also I encountered him in the hardest days as a teenager when my family was falling apart. I encountered Jesus as I was searching for meaning and purpose when I was growing up. Every time I have found him, joy has filled my heart. These wise men encountered Jesus after a long journey, and some of you too. You know what? It is worth finding him. Don't let go of him. He is the source of everlasting life. The life that you are searching, the life that you need, the life that he can only bring to you and me. Now, let me tell you something more about Christmas. The event, Christmas, is the excuse or the reason to come together. But honestly, what makes a real impact in our lives is the interaction with the people that love each other. That is joy. The joy of being together is also part of Christmas. Let me now tell you a little bit about Christmas on the first years of my marriage when my family and Vanessa's, my wife, came together. When I got married to her, she's now my wife of 21 years. But when we got married, something special happened. Both of us were the first married children for both of our families. So it was beautiful to see that we brought two families together. So in the Christmas celebration, that was my wife and my in-laws, meaning father and mother-in-law and my brother and sister-in-law and all my in-laws. And there was my sister, my brother, my mother, all together celebrating the birth of Jesus. And because my mother-in-law always liked to do a lot of good Mexican food, also a lot of our friends and extended family came to celebrate with us. So from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day, we just stayed awake, singing, playing games, eating again, and laughing together. Christmas is the season when family and friends come together to celebrate. Churches all over the world celebrate the birth of Jesus. Meals are shared everywhere. And this reminds me of what happened when the Spirit came upon the first believers. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 says, They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. You see it there. Joy. Jesus starts the church with joy. We all know Acts 2 because of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And you know what happened? The people that gathered, they shared their meals. They were spending time with great joy and generosity. Finally, going back to our story of the wise men, they were filled with joy of meeting the newborn king. So what they did is they bowed and worshiped him. You know what? Joy is expressed in worship. This kind of joy that we experience together during the Christmas season connects us directly to the heart of God and is expressed in worshiping. I cannot forget the hymns to baby Jesus, nor the time that I got to come and celebrate Christmas Eve with my wife's family. I remember my father-in-law, who was a man who loved to worship Jesus, had a huge bonfire outside of his home with a couple of loudspeakers that actually were listening to the entire neighborhood, I think. And we sang and we worshiped Jesus for a long, long time. I really loved it. Joy is expressed in worship. Every season, God is faithful. When we connect our life to worship songs to Jesus, joy flows out of our hearts. I remember 8 years ago, I was singing David Crowder's band, How He Loves Us. And my heart was simply full of his love. I really loved that song. In this season of my life, I have been singing The Goodness of God from Bethel Music. And it simply describes how God has been good to me in a way that I am just filled with joy. And I'm sure that for you too. So I worship Jesus like the wise men worshiped him in Bethlehem. I worship him with joy. Jesus starts with joy. The invitation to celebrate the birth of Jesus is international. It's for people from all the nations, from all tribes, from all tongues, from every people. There is joy in finding Jesus even after a long journey. This joy is to be celebrated collectively. We get together and we celebrate, and there's joy in the interaction as we get together. And this joy has to be expressed in worship. Come, come to Jesus. Come and worship him. Worship Jesus today with joy.
Esplendida noche, radiante de luz. Es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Esplendida noche, radiante de luz. Es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Espléndida noche, radiante de luz. Es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Espléndida noche, radiante de luz. Es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Cantemos, cantemos, gloria al Salvador. Feliz noche buena, feliz noche buena, feliz noche buena, nos da nuestro Dios. Cantemos, cantemos, gloria al Salvador. Feliz noche buena, feliz noche buena, feliz noche buena, nos da nuestro Dios. Tú eres la esperanza, tú la claridad, tú eres el consuelo de la humanidad. Tú eres la esperanza, tú la claridad, tú eres el consuelo de la humanidad. Cantemos, cantemos, gloria al Salvador. Feliz noche buena, feliz noche buena, feliz noche buena, nos da nuestro Dios. Es la noche buena, de grata memoria, porque vino al mundo el Rey de la Gloria. Es la noche buena, de grata memoria, porque que vino al mundo, el Rey de la Gloria. Oh, noche dichosa, noche de esplendor, noche que ha nacido nuestro Redentor. Espléndida noche, radiante de luz, es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Espléndida noche, radiante de luz, es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús. Es la noche buena, pues nació Jesús.
As we celebrate our 50-year anniversary in the Vineyard, if you're interested in learning more about Vineyard history, there are plenty of resources for you. Check out our show notes for links to books, YouTube videos, and more to learn about Vineyard history and identity. And make sure to keep listening to the podcast this year for stories of Vineyard churches throughout the year.